Good morning. It's 22 degrees outside our studios at Friends Plaza in Urbana. The time is 8:50, and it's time for the pre-opening market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jim. And good Thursday morning, everyone. Private exporters reported this morning to USDA the cancellation of export sales of 315,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to China during the 2012-13 marketing year. The marketing year for soybeans began on September 1st for the 12-13 season. A private surge shows U.S. businesses sharply increased hiring in December, helped by a surge of new construction jobs created to help rebuild from Superstorm Sandy. Payroll processor ADP says employers added 215,000 jobs in December. The federal government will have their more comprehensive jobs report out on Friday. The Commerce Department says that U.S. builders spent less on construction projects in November. That's the first decline in 8 months. Construction spending dipped 0.3% in November compared with October. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 13,373, is down almost 39 points. The NASDAQ, 3106, is down 5.25. The S&P 500, well, I don't have an S&P 500 quote for you. I'll try to get you that just as soon as I can.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Auditory Care Center, an independent hearing care center serving Champaign, Piatt, Ford, Vermilion, and other East Central Illinois counties. Auditory Care Center offers hearing evaluations as well as selection, fitting, and repair of hearing aids at 892-5959 in Rantoul.
Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Midwest weather will likely be relatively quiet for the next 5 to 6 days or so. We don't expect to see much in the way of significant storminess occur across the region until sometime midweek next week. And then there's a good chance we'll start seeing a more frequent precipitation pattern once again, followed by some very cold weather. The forecast here near term continues to perpetuate a seasonably mild to coolish type weather pattern. Low temperatures out there this morning were mostly in the teens and 20s, and we didn't have mostly cloudy skies, some light snowfall occurring across some of the northernmost parts of the Midwest here this morning, while it was mostly fair in southern parts of the region with temperatures coolest in that region. Well, the first little disturbance that will likely move through the Midwest is not expected to be a very significant event, but we will find ourselves looking at some of this light snowfall still occurring across the Great Lakes region during the course of the day today and maybe lingering a little bit overnight tonight. As we move on out in time, there will be a small disturbance coming up from the southern plains that will take place over the Friday night and Saturday time period. The disturbance will be fast moving, not likely to have much impact, and the moisture content in it will be very low. But there will be some light snow, maybe a little bit of rainfall potential with this disturbance. Moisture totals are not likely to be very impressive at all, just a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to a quarter of an inch at the most. And that disturbance will be out of the Midwest already by the time we get to Sunday afternoon. There will be another disturbance that will come along next week that will have much more meaning for the Midwest. This will likely start in the southern U.S. plains at some point during the early part of next week. We expect that storm system to have a much better moisture feed coming up from the Gulf of Mexico, so it will likely develop into a more aggressive storm system. The low pressure center will likely begin initially in the central or southern plains. We'll likely see that low moving off to the east and northeast as we go through the middle part of next week. We'll end up with widespread rain again occurring from portions of eastern Oklahoma and eastern Texas through the Delta and portions of the Tennessee River Basin and northward from there into the heart of the Midwest. On the western side of the storm system, we'll see a little bit of rain and rain changing to snow. The snowfall will not likely be heavy, but it could be moderate at times in a few locations. We'll wait and see how the storm system comes together. It may actually be more of a rain event than a snow event initially, and then changing at the end of its existence with the snow accumulations being relatively light. As we move on out towards the end of next week and into the second weekend of the two-week forecast, the odds are fairly good that we'll see a couple of surges of cold air starting to work their way back across the middle part of the country. The cold surges will likely bring temperatures below average for many areas as we move forward in time, but I think it'll be a little bit slower advancing into the eastern Midwest, so most of the cold will probably be in the central parts of the country, maybe the interior west initially, and then work its way further to the east as we move out towards the 15th of the month. The colder air will help to stimulate more snowfall across parts of the Midwest, and we'll likely see a couple of additional storm systems occurring across the region. One of the computer models that I trust more than others suggests that a rather wet weather pattern will occur in the lower eastern Midwest during that second week of the outlook, with at least two more storm systems of size bringing widespread rain and some snow to the Ohio River Basin, or really most areas from the central Gulf Coast states northward to Michigan. We'll have more on that in future days. Our temperatures in the meantime will likely be somewhat on the mild to cool side. We'll look for daily high temperatures running mostly in the teens and 20s north and 30s in the south today. We'll look for high temperatures as we move forward through the next couple of days, mostly 20s and 30s across a big part of the Midwest, with some 40s possible in the extreme south. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Thank you very much, Drew. The S&P 500 is at 1459. It is down 3 points. Let's look at the electronic trade from overnight. In Kansas City, March wheat 8.11¾, up 3/4. March wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade at 7.53¼. It is down 2. March corn 6.86½, down 4¼. July 6.85½, down 5¼. December 5.83¼, down 9. January soybeans 13.89, down 16½. March 13.75¼, down 17. July 13.64¼, down 17¾. November 12.80, down 14. January soybean meal $400.50, down $6.60. March 398.60, down $7.10. January soybean oil 50.22, down 30. March 50.67, down 38. February live cattle 132.65, up 27½. January feeders 151.02½, down 17½. February lean hogs 85.95, down 22½. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView, and she is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, and happy 2013.
Happy 2013 to you. May it be a prosperous year for all of our agricultural listeners. This morning, China decided they wanted to see if they could push the market a little bit lower in the soybean pit. And
yeah, they sure
turned back some soybeans, 315,000 metric tons, and technically speaking, they managed to shove the current trade below a fairly long-term uptrend line that goes through last June and last November.
Yeah, they sure did, and it looked pretty easy, an easy breakthrough there as well. Of course, we haven't closed for the day, but notice, too, that both the bean oil and the meal are under pressure, but the beans are under more pressure than both products. So we're seeing a little fallout from that big cancellation.
Looks to me like yesterday they were buying oil and selling meal, spreading it that way.
Absolutely they were, and that was with the reinstatement retroactively of that biodiesel credit by the government. But bean oil has been firm here for about 6 weeks, and but the meal not so weak. But yesterday the meal made 6-month lows.
In the corn, we've been keeping track of a little gap that's around the 685-ish mark. We got into that a little bit further last night, but we haven't closed it yet.
Right, we're into that, and I think with the fact that wheat is only down a couple of cents, that the corn might find some stability there at that 685 area.
It'll be interesting to see if now that it's beyond the first and we're seeing these price breaks, whether producers let go of any of their cash.
I think producers are in a pretty decent cash situation. I don't expect to see, given this recent break, that producers will ante up any more bushels. Weather is kind of against that as well. And certainly this basis shift away from the river system in this neck of the woods is extremely hurtful to basis. We're seeing corn prices out of the Midwest into either the Gulf or the Northwest just 50, 55 cents above what Brazil can ship corn into China. So when China and Japan are big buyers of corn, I mean, Mexico is still the largest buyer, but that takes away a lot of incentive for this basis to tighten up very much.
Thank you for that, Ellen. Ellen Dearden of AgriView, and she is in Morton, Illinois. Current tick, March corn, 686.5 down 4.25. July is 685.5 down 5.25. January beans are 1390 down 15.5. March are 1377 down 15.25. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 901 Central Time.